In today's episode of Cubs Out Loud, the boys welcome Eric to talk about the most promiscuous gay U.S. cities. Which cities made the top 10 for being the big gay whores? Also, Eric challenges us to some trivia. Then we spend some time talking about breasts? Wait, we're gay geeks, right? Anyway, listen and figure it out for yourself. COL 189 starts now. Sunday, December 9th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
And I'm Ben.
That boy ain't right.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Adventure with Length, episode number 189. And Ben is out because he has a pain in the ass. All right. And in the meantime, we need to fill this third chair somehow. So we brought on a friend of ours, Eric. How you doing today, Eric?
Great to be here. How are you?
Doing all right. Awesome. And speaking of which, how did our weeks go? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first since I'm,
you know. Since you're always longest. Hold on.
Yeah. Get the timer ready.
Almost there. I keep forgetting about that. My phone is old that the home button's not working quite right.
Oh, hold on.
All right. Now I'm ready. And go.
Okay. So we are done with Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Everybody
for the season. Well, I'm done with Cincinnati Men's Chorus for the season. We have a couple of events next weekend and a couple of days after that. But I was happy that we had the concert early this month because I want my month, my December free for the first time ever. I have a December where I'm not rushing to a rehearsal or doing this, that, and the other, or stressing about a concert. I'm done. So I was like, I don't really want to do anything else. I love the chorus a lot, but I want my personal time. So that's pretty much has been the big thing. This weekend, I went to Santa's Kinky Toy Box in Lexington, Kentucky. Everyone knows Miss Tammy. Mm-hmm. She had they had a fundraiser for her slave Troy, who has multiple sclerosis. Oh, I think that's what it is. Anyway, and so they were getting, you know, mobility devices for him to help him. So they were raising money for that. We had three Kinky Santas and Miss Tammy as the Dom Miss Santa, like you mm-hmm. have never seen her before. We had a leather Santa, a rubber Santa, and a bear Santa, our Santa bear. And it was a lot of fun.
Bear.
Yeah.
Pictures.
It was. His name's Aaron, and I know him and his partner, Sam, who used to live here in Cincinnati. And Aaron is just beautiful, man. he's so much fun and the nicest guy you'll ever meet. So him being Santa is like no brainer, except for he doesn't have the white beard. But he's happy and
is it bushy at least?
Yeah, a little bushy.
Okay.
A little bushy.
I think I can forgive him then.
Oh crap, I didn't put it on Bruiser. But anyway, I'll download a picture and send it to you guys so you'll see what I mean. Okay. But that was down in Lexington. I went down with my friends, Ben and George and Mark. And they're all pups. And if you don't know what leather pups are, it's a long story, and I'm not going to get into it right now. But
it has nothing to do with my screen name. Absolutely nothing
with box puppies. No, something totally different.
No. They do have tails.
Yes, they do have tails. Yes. Yeah. But it's funny driving in a car with pups who have had a really exciting day. because
oh my.
Cause they're tired and they sleep and they make noises like puppies. And it's so freaking weird that, you know, I know that they're humans, but they really do like, aww, like, yeah, yes. And being around them, it's
do,
hard
do
to.
They, do they run in their sleep?
No, no.
I totally want to see this. That'd be totally awesome.
But during like when they're out about and, you know, engaging with other pups and that was fun too. And it's so much fun to watch. Now, could I really do it? No. It's not my thing, not my bag. But you can't help but like if like one of them like barks at you or, you know, whatever, you kind of respond.
Well, I, you know, honestly, I think that I unfortunately have not had the pleasure of actually being around actual pups. But I would think if they bark at me, I would probably turn and look at them just as if like Sonnet was barking at me, yeah, or one of my foster puppies was barking and be like, "What are you barking me about?"
You're kidding. That's what the water
I put my hands
for.
On my hips and look down at him. Is there a problem? You know, and just be talking to him just like I would any dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would grab the water bottle and spray.
Ah, nice. I just, it was really, it's like I said, it's just, I met a new one, Thurman, who is pup to one of my, an acquaintance of mine. I can't really call him a friend. Acquaintance of mine, and he just, I don't know if this was his first, I don't think it was his first night out, but it was just, it's really weird the kind of people that get into this pup play. They run all gamuts. You know, the little, there's like, there's been Vidra, who's like this thin, young, like little thing. And then George, for example, is like short and stout. Like a ball. He's round almost. And it's just interesting to me, the people that get into this. And this could probably be another topic, but I'm going to say it was a great time. We raised a lot of money. I got a lot of really bad porn. there was a raffle basket, spent money to raise money, and a lot of really bad porn and underwear that will never fit me. So, but, you know, it went to Miss Tammy, and it's will also go to any remaining funds they said will go to a charity in regards to multiple sclerosis. So it was a great event, had a lot of fun. Two words, Twisted Twister, and I'm done.
Six minutes.
Yeah.
Not too bad. Then that's not terrible.
No.
I usually don't. So apparently this last week my sister got an iPhone 4S.
Oh.
Maybe it was last week. I don't remember exactly when. But she also found SoundPop.
Oh no.
And so of course the first thing she did challenges her siblings to SoundPop.
Uh oh.
Which also means that our brother then challenged his younger brother to song pop. So, you know, since I'm going in and being like, oh, sibling rivalry here, all right, let's do it. And I'm terrible at the game. Although I found that the Ultimate 90s playlist, I'm actually pretty decent at. I'm terrible at the game overall. And so I'm not expecting to get any high things. Although I have to say that I've been doing pretty good, mainly because my sister takes her time answering, which means that she scores less points even though she got it right. So I know with her I could probably take a little bit more time than I normally do, because I'm usually one being like, quickly get it, I gotta get it because I need to get as much points as possible. So my philosophy is a little bit different, and so I'm getting it faster than she's getting it, which is causing me to win a few, although she's won more because she's actually known what the right answer is. but yeah, so So me, my sister, my brother, which has been causing me to also continue a duel with my friend Jen and this other guy, John, who I somehow friended through Facebook. You know, those random people who it's like, oh, he's cute. Oh, he's a bear. Adam, you know. So I've been playing that most of the week. Leveling tunes. Got my first part of my legendary weapon this week, so I'm really excited about that. So my raiding this week was very successful, except I didn't get any more of the damn sigils of wisdom. Well, I got one or two, but anyways, that's beside the point. That's a well. And just today, I finally level capped my priest, which now I need to have him complete all the quests, get gear, and learn to heal on him. Although I do like the Shadow Priest stuff, which is the DPS, which is good. But I kind of want to learn to heal on it, and so I have a healer. Now all I need to do is figure out what type of tank I'm going to do. So I've got a DPS, a tank, and a healer. So I'm very flexible. Right now, it's looking like healing and DPS is all I'm going to do, but that's beside the point. I'll probably stick to those anyways, but otherwise, pretty dull week. Although I do have this next weekend off because of my family is coming into town for our Christmas gathering. All five of us will be in the same place for the first time in 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
That'll be fun.
And they're going to be here in Austin.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Fortunately, not in my place. So, although I probably should put away my porn just in case they stop by.
Yeah, might be a good idea.
How about you, Eric?
Well, I work in computer support, and I had the always distinct pleasure of having a new employee come on board.
Oh, fun.
Yes, this is always fun, particularly when it's a 67-year-old man who hasn't used, as he put it, an IBM PC in over 20 years.
So he's been using a Mac this whole time?
He claims he's using a Mac, but of course he came up with all sorts of odd questions. Things like, how do you open a program? That's not how it works on my iPhone. I don't think he's actually used a computer in 15 years. I think he's just used his iPhone. So,
unless he's really just used Macs, because opening a program on a Mac is a lot different than opening a program on a Windows PC.
I don't know. Clicking an icon's pretty much the same, whichever way you do it.
But the whole start menu thing.
Well, yes, I know.
Because not all the programs are going to be on your desktop.
Well, I made it a point to put the programs he did on his desktop, but you know.
Okay.
Anyway, what else have I done? I've been playing Persona 4, which came out on the PlayStation Vita a couple of weeks ago, and is just quite a time sink. Mm-hmm. And I started a hobby last month and started building Legos. And so I just got a Lego kit called the Fire Brigade. It's from their modular line, and I've been putting that together this week.
Oh.
And these are Lego kits built for adults that actually build together to build city blocks together.
Huh.
Hmm. So you could basically build a nice big Lego city?
Yes.
Nice.
And it's an expensive hobby, but they only do one set a year, so it's not too bad to keep up with.
Okay, makes sense.
A little sink at one time, but at least it's spread out.
Otherwise, I'm a Star Trek fan, and the second season of Star Trek just got put out remastered on Blu-ray, so I picked that up, and I've been watching them in quick succession.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, much better than the first season, as I'm sure everybody who's watched the show will remember.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about the original series, right?
Next Generation, actually.
Oh, Next Generation, yeah. TNG's first season was a piece of crap, but I think that's when they changed the uniforms.
Yes, changed the uniforms and introduced Diana Mulder as Dr. Pulaski, which is hilarious because you don't realize how racist somebody is until you watch them 25 years later. She really, really, really did not like androids.
Wow.
Well, she was a doctor. She can't be a doctor for an android.
Well, but, that's been my week.
Hey. Okay. Are you excited for the Star Trek Into Darkness?
I am. I have not seen much of it. I've only really seen the promo poster and the fact that Benedict Cumberbatch is in it. I'm trying to go into it with a clear mind for once, which is harder and harder to do these days.
Okay. I gotcha. No, I get how that goes. So, although I'm one to spoiler myself as much as possible. So, but I always go in and have an awesome time nonetheless. But that's just how I work. But yeah, then I won't mention anything about the trailer.
Oh, no, feel free.
Although the original, the 2009 Star Trek, I've had spurts where it's like I watched it on repeat.
Oh, that's just a beautiful show. They filmed that so well.
Maybe a little overdid it on the lens flares, but still.
Well, you had to with all the Jerry curl.
Good God.
I forget the actor, but the actor they have playing Chekhov, that was so much product. And I've never seen that much product in a white man's hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll have to see how that Anton something, I think. Anyways, that's beside the point.
So. Yeah.
All right. So enough Star Trek talk. I don't know why I have a line about COL movies in here. No feedback this week. Something on Facebook where we're saving that for next week.
Yeah.
Ben's Bitch of the Week. Well, he's not here to do Ben's Bitch of the Week. But I'm sure he's bitching about his painful ass.
We are not going to let that go.
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. I mean, he's the one who brought it up and keeps talking about it. Anyways. So Damon, the boy. Damon the boy, Damon the boy, Damon the boy, the boy. I'm still trying to work on that one.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Let's see. Two things I'll go ahead and mention. The big one, which actually happened last night, was I finally got to meet Chess.
Yay!
Yeah.
I want to meet Chess. I want to grope Chess.
Yeah. It's bad. And and honestly, I say this, I have this feeling, and I don't know, because I've only seen a couple of things. I've seen some videos.
Yeah.
He is definitely like the Dom Sado masochist, but at the same time, you cannot help but look at him and smile, because he always has a smile on his face. He always seems happy. Just in this few moments that I, you know, kind of got to interact with him, he just is super nice. And but at the same time, I am literally scared to death of him.
It's like, he is a dumb sadomasochist, but he's so adorable and sweet.
Yeah. But he, one of the big things was he had made a new purchase recently of a paddle. And he had to paddle with him. Now
another paddle?
Yes.
Just rebuilt one a while ago.
Yeah. He had another
one. Oh, wait a minute. That was the boot print paddle.
Yeah. But this is, I mean, I can't even describe it. It's maybe almost a half an inch thick. I forget what kind of wood he said it was, but this looks like it would be really painful, like really painful. Just one hit and you'd be done, you know. But and given his
with Chess's arms,
strong arms, yeah, just yeah, I could. But anyway, got to meet
him. Sir, anything you say, sir.
Yeah. It was funny because he came in, we were staying there, we got there early, and we hung out with a friend and one of his I guess boys. Yeah. Jonathan, boy Jonathan. And we were there with all the pups who also know Chess. And he came in and he had the paddle and he pulled it out and all the pups were like screeching into the corner.
I think that before he had pull it out, they're all like going, rah, 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 coming up to him, sniffing him or something like that.
Yeah,
it was just, paddle. Whoosh.
Yeah, they all like took steps back and had their butts like against like as close to the walls as possible because they just knew. So that was a fun thing. Great to meet you, Chess. To put the voice and a physical body to the pictures I've looked at several times. But the second thing is I'm going to actually read because it has a lot to do with what happened recently. It's called Telling the Friend. It's one of my stories. I've been keeping a journal, and I'm just going to read this. So it's going to take a little while. So bear with me. This is called Telling the Friend. I was chatting with a friend on Bear 401. He asked, "You're not being bad?" It wasn't exactly a random question. This friend knows that I was in a completely open relationship with Daddy for about 9 years, and I have shared with him stories of my quote-unquote bad times with a bear or a cub. I told him no, and he asked why. He was not aware of the collar, so I told him. Wait, what? Was his response. I briefly explained the new situation about my relationship and the dynamic that has changed. He seemed to understand and did begin to ask more questions. He asked me, "Are you happy with the change?" I told him yes and no. Yes, in the sense that it's a new dynamic and it's worth exploring, learning new things, and seeing things differently. I like that. No, in the sense that it is different. Going from a completely open relationship to this has been a little difficult. He then asked me, "Will you be okay?" I told him that I would be. It's still new and there are big changes in things. I told him that I think things will be okay once all the rules are set in stone. And I think that's what I'm thinking. Since it's still new to me, well, to both of us really, I'm hesitant to do things. I want to respect my daddy and the collar and do not want to disappoint him. So I find myself unsure of things. I think once I know for sure what's okay to do and not to do, I will be able to lose that hesitation, well, most of it anyway, and be able to act with the respect my daddy wants. The conversation with the friend ended. He's always been a good friend to me, and we care for each other a lot. He wants me to keep him posted on things and how things go. I know that I will. So, from the journal of Damon the Boy.
Yay.
So yeah, it's been fun, and actually realizing tomorrow will actually be 1 month that I have been collared. So
yeah. All right. So what's the anniversary dates are going to be celebrating? 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. We'll do that.
All right. Just kidding.
But hey, so there's Damon the Boy. Damon the Boy.
Damon the Boy. And then for my movie moment, I actually just make it a recommendation. I didn't actually watch it this week, but something, I forgot what it was, but something that got it sparked into my mind, and that's Run Lola Run. Have you guys seen Run Lola Run?
I have. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Also known as Laurent.
I don't know if I have.
It's Franco Potente. Shocking red hair, most likely dyed for the movie at least. And she's running through the city.
I have not seen it.
I don't believe in miracles. I don't believe in pain. I don't believe there's nothing left but running here again. The music, which is amazing, which was done by actually the director, writer, Tom Tykwer and his cohorts. It's an amazing soundtrack, which really went along with how, because the music is very important to the film, in the background. And it's because it keeps up that, because the sound, this music in the background helps, like when she's running, you feel this frantic, energetic pace that she's setting. But then they switch to these interstitials, which are kind of a slower thing, and the music slows down. But it still has this essence to that music. Like, this whole thing takes place in 20 minutes.
Hmm.
So so we get to these bits and pieces inside this 20 minutes that it kind of slows down for. But no matter what, we get to the point of 20 minutes, thing happens, the 20 minutes start over again, but it takes a slightly different path.
Huh.
So, and it does that. So there's three different versions of the same thing, essentially. And just most of this time, Lola is running to essentially save his boyfriend, her boyfriend. Because he just lost 10,000 marks, which was, and he was gonna, probably going to be killed if he didn't have the 10,000 marks by a certain amount of time. So that's what she's trying to do. So it's a very interesting study. I mean, it's kind of an artistic film, but still, I would think a bit popular. You know, I think a lot of people in general like it, but when you really kind of get down to it and what it means and how the music works and get into the technicalities and think of it artistically, it also has this great artistic aspect to it. So I recommend two things today: Run Lola Run the movie and Run Lola Run the soundtrack, which unfortunately I have not been able to find anywhere digitally.
Oh,
you can only get a CD, but Amazon has some left, so we'll have a link in the show notes.
Yay.
So that's my movie moment. On to the topics.
Movie moment.
Jazz movie moment. Jazz movie moment. Jazz movie moment. Jazz. Actually, it will probably be a little bit different than that.
Anyways. Okay. Okay.
So topic.
So I want to. Huffington Post this week posted a article entitled 10 Most Promiscuous Gay Cities in America.
All right, let's do this from 10 to 1.
Okay, then I have to go backwards.
Yeah. So we're going to do that backwards, but I'm sorry, complete your intro.
But it's basically a sugar daddy dating site that has our seekingarrangements.com, using 11,000 of its active gay members and polling them on, I guess, you know, how many times they hook up, or I don't really know what all they question them about. But because of this survey or whatever the fuck they did, they came up with the top 10 most promiscuous cities. And I'm going to go back
promiscuous,
to that.
Promiscuous U.S. gay cities.
Oh, that's right.
Or yeah. U.S. gay cities, I should say. So yeah. The big thing here is these cities are not just cities. They're also gay cities.
Yeah. They're super gay, I guess.
And the gay mecca of the South starts the list off at number 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia, which swaps third and fourth place for largest free gay pride in the nation with Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Ah.
I don't know if that's changed in recent years, but when I was up there, that was a true statement, and they usually kind of bounce back and forth between three and four. Of course, I think it was, I want to say it was Los Angeles, but maybe it was San Francisco. I know it was one of the California cities, was two, and New York, of course, was one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. So, a quick little factoid there.
Thank you for the factoid. Atlanta, I've heard great things. I've never been. The good news is, Jim and I have a friend down there who moved there like a couple years ago, who does theater and all that stuff. And she wants us to come down. So we've been thinking about making a trip. I'm kind of looking forward to it because I've heard very fun things about Atlanta. It's not called Hotlanta for nothing. So, yay.
Yeah.
All righty. Number 9 is close to Jeffrey?
3 hours southeast of me.
And that is Houston, Texas. So can't say I know much about Houston. I never would have considered a Texas city a gay city. So,
oh, sure. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see some Texas cities, but not Houston.
Houston, yeah. Maybe not. I mean, it is home of the Bear Podcast.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Speaking of Bear Podcast, make sure to vote for us in the Best of Bears Bowl.
Yeah.
Thought I'd mention that.
All right. Number eight.
Surprise.
Yeah, is New York, New York.
Apparently, they're not very promiscuous. They have a shit ton load of gay people. Just not very promiscuous.
Well, they did. New York State did, you know, recently allow same-sex marriages. Maybe people in New York are wanting to go the more married route and be, you know,
less promiscuous.
Man and man, and have families or whatever gay parent or gay couples do when they're married. I don't know.
Or triad or something.
Yeah.
Well, although they are on the top 10, so they're still very promiscuous.
Yeah, just not as promiscuous as these next seven. Speaking of which, number seven, San Diego, California.
Okay, quick question here. Why are all these pictures just pictures of guys in shorts or underwear? That's it. And it's from the neck to the knees.
I don't know.
It's like they only kind of snapshot this section. Is it to denote that that this is gay people, we're just going to focus on their crotch?
I think it's a subliminal message that only gay men wear underwear. I'm not certain, though.
That's not true.
Because, well, gay men and Mormons. You know,
there's gay... There's a lot of gay men who don't wear underwear. Yeah. It makes it a whole lot faster to take your pants off. Anyways.
So San Diego. So, yeah, and I'm looking at the picture. I'm going, whatever.
Home of the 619 Beer Cast.
San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Yeah, 619 is San Diego. That's it.
Ah. Or well, good to know.
One of the air codes.
Yeah. Yay. Moving on. Number six, also close to me, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, my Ray lives up in that area, and my guild leader. And I'm sure a few guild members of my WoW guild live in the Chicago area. And, of course, home to Bear Pride.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, IML. I can totally see it. And IML. So, yeah, I could totally see promiscuity up there.
Yeah. I kind of can.
It's just a city full of sluts.
Don't they have the largest bathhouse in the United States there?
Is it really?
I have no idea. I don't pay much attention to bathhouses.
That would be SeaWorks, wouldn't it?
I believe so. I've got a friend who's talked about the 3-story balconies and all the mischief he's been up to there.
Well, then, I guess its ranking makes sense.
By the way, the guy in the Chicago picture in the left there, you totally can see his cock. Yeah, you can totally see the outline of his cock there. The guy, the main guy, sure, you can kind of see balls, but I don't really see much for cock there.
Yeah, well, you might.
But the guy to the left of him looks pretty hung, or semi-hard, or both.
I'm wondering if this is, like, you know, market dates or gay pride in Chicago or somewhere in Boys Town. I'm wondering if the pictures actually match the cities or if they just took random pictures. You know, I'm not.
I sure hope so. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Very skimpy bathing suits.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, this is more bearish.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like this one.
Yeah, this is a good picture, yes. But number five is 2 hours from me. It is Columbus, Ohio. Traveling there often, I've been there a few times. I could see why it's on the list, but I don't see how it made number five. considering New York, Atlanta, Chicago, even.
All of these are less promiscuous. Yeah. Now, do you suppose they're probably using like a percentage? So it's like while it might have a lower percentage or lower population, the percentage of that population that's being promiscuous is higher in some of these lower population places or something like that.
That could be.
Just a theory. And can I have that guy in the front there with the top?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, both of them aren't that bad, although I'm always weird with guys with sunglasses because you never know, like, what's behind those sunglasses. Like, right now, he looks super hot. Mm-hmm. But then he takes off the glasses and the eyes are just awkward. And
yeah. Steve, do you see me?
I don't care. I'm not going to be looking at his eyes. He's going to be facing the other direction. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. And given his leather armband on his left arm, no.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
Facing the other direction.
Yeah. It would be now, the guy on the back, because I can't see his other arm, but he has one on his right, so he would probably be more...
I see. There are a couple. Which is funny. There are a couple, and they're the picture for the most promiscuous U.S. game city.
They may not be a couple. They may just be playmates.
Possibly. Almost. I don't know. Right. I just think the picture is backwards.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. It's actually his left arm, but they... Or it is his right. Yeah, the band's on his right arm, not his left. So it looks like, because they're actually taking it from the other direction, but the picture flipped.
Yeah. You can try.
Just let me dream here.
Let you dream. Okay.
Go with me.
Okay. I will let you dream.
Okay. Anyways, Columbus, Ohio, promiscuous.
Okay. Number four. Is Seattle, Washington.
Former home of Bruiser.
Yes.
No longer home of Bruiser because Bruiser is almost gone.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's hanging on by the end. Well, it's technically been cut loose. It's just whenever.
Hanging there.
Yeah. Not, anyway. Yeah. I keep saying that. I've heard good things about Seattle. And I have. There was a time when there were guys here in Cincinnati that were like, we want to move to Seattle because we know that there will be guys there. And it's, you know, a nice city and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, this is a good place, too. And you're probably not going to be paying nearly as much for rent or cost of living. So... But whatever. Enjoy Seattle. I had people move away. Mm. I'm a little bitter.
Yeah, I think the last time I heard about one of my childhood friends, he was living in Seattle. I always wanted to go there. Just to see if I could track down my childhood friend, but just because I kind of like the stereotypical weather that they have there, where it's, you know, always cloudy and rainy.
Yeah. Perhaps so.
So it looks like it would be fun. A nice place to visit.
I'm just finding, again, this is one of those pictures where I'm like, how is all these, like, basically, it looks like basically the forefront of the picture is nothing but women. And they ask gay men. How is this, you know?
Well, the guy in the car.
Well,
he's totally gay. I think the picture really is in regards to a gay guy partying in a crowd.
Oh.
Something like that.
I guess.
I bet you he's partying too. Anyways.
Nice. Alrighty. Number three.
It's so three. Gay.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is the gayest of the pictures they've got. It doesn't go down to his knees. It's more like just below his ribs, but oh my god. He's got this thing of balloons hanging off of him. He's got this bow tie, shirtless, completely hairless on the front. He's got this paint on his face, and he's got his mouth going on like, oh my God!
Wow, Jeffrey.
If this guy isn't gay, he's lying to himself.
He's a really great actor and should get an award.
I don't know about that. But no, this guy has to be gay.
But we are obviously talking about the number three city, which is San Francisco, California.
Yeah, the gayest city.
Gay mecca.
The gay mecca. The absolute gay mecca. I think there are four gay meccas technically in the United States. San Francisco being the gay mecca. But there's four. And that's San Francisco, Atlanta, New York, and Chicago. Those are kind of the four pointed points of the north, south, east, and west of gay meccas in the United States. In my humble opinion, I could be wrong.
Possibly. I don't know. But San Francisco, I'm actually surprised it's only number three. Just given it's gay mecca and...
just of how gay the city is to begin with. I mean, the Castro, Folsom. I mean, really? When did they do this poll? Maybe they should have done it a little bit earlier in the year, right after Folsom went out.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's still number three, so it's pretty high up.
Okay. Number two. Dun, 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 dun.
It's not in any state whatsoever.
It's Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the number two most promiscuous U.S. gay city.
Again, nipples to knees and just underwear.
Well, they couldn't put them in anything else. You would see stuff.
Yeah, and they couldn't show what face they are. You'd recognize which senator it is.
What do you mean? The guy on the left also has his cock showing right through that underwear. You can see the outline easily.
Yeah, but it's an outline. It's different.
I don't know. And of course, it's the very twinkish guys.
Yeah.
Oh, so, and do you see they've got cuffs?
Yeah.
On their arms, no sleeves, of course, but they've got cuffs, which makes absolutely no sense. I can understand like bracers, like leather bracers, but cuffs. What's the point?
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's Chippendales. I bet they have bow ties on. I bet they have collars and bow ties on.
Probably.
And they have
They just have bow ties. The bow ties are essentially the collars, but.
And then they have the Lincoln, you know, stovepipe hats, and they all have beards because it's Washington, D.C.
No, they don't have beards.
They
don't have stovepipe hats. They just have regular top hats. A bow tie, top hat, cuffs, and underwear.
And then spats.
I feel like this is like the beginning to Naked Boys singing. You know, before they take off the clothes.
Maybe. And I am happy. I'm just the whole idea of the second most promiscuous U.S. gay city is Washington, D.C., where there are, you know, which is basically where all of our elected officials and government agents is.
Yeah, who's actually being promiscuous?
Yeah. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah, that's right, because he was a man.
Yeah.
Anyways, no, we're not talking about Bill Clinton who said that. Anyways.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You know, number one's not much of a surprise, in my humble opinion.
No.
West Hollywood, California. The gayborhood. Sure the Castro's actually kind of, but, you know, it's kind of really taken over the entire city in San Francisco. The Castro's just kind of the center point. But West Hollywood is
gay.
I mean, the city is just gay. It's gay. And it's Hollywood, which means that everybody's just going to have sex with everybody else. There's none of this whole, like, like a marrying someone or being monogamous. What the hell is that supposed to be about?
Not that we're dissing on you, West Hollywood, but come on.
No, you're just very promiscuous. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Not that there's anything wrong with that. To quote Seinfeld. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Something like that. I do a bad Seinfeld impression. In any case. So the 10 most promiscuous U.S. gay cities. And I do have to tell you, some of those pictures are very gay.
Yeah.
These were very gay. Although this last picture for West Hollywood, not very gay.
No. Surprisingly. I guess they're so gay. They don't need to be gay. They just have to be there, and it automatically makes the photo ultra gay. Like,
and it's super gay because you just have three gay guys walking away.
Yeah.
You know, just be normal.
Not they're cruising. Doing that's what they're doing.
Yeah, that's a scruff they're picture.
They're talking about boys.
Yeah.
Talk about boys.
Scruff picture. Nice.
Almost wish I had some sort of fanfare for the next topic here. Because we have Eric's Trivia Challenge. That was the first thing that came to my mind. So I'm improvising here. Work with me, folks. All right.
Okay.
So 5 questions, 5 different categories. We're going to see which of us can rack up the most points on this.
Okay. We're going to start with something simple here, brought to us by Neil deGrasse Tyson. He, of course, has become America's go-to person for information on Pluto, what with the delisting of it as a planet and taking it to planetoid status.
Boo.
Boo.
He got asked quite a bit about Pluto, particularly by children, so he had to find out what the official Disney explanation was for why Pluto, who's generally considered a smart bloodhound, can't speak, but Goofy, who's a dumb bloodhound, can speak.
Is this multiple choice or can I just answer?
You could just answer.
Because Goofy wears clothes.
That is correct.
Oh.
I think I heard this on like, wait, don't tell me one time. This is the reason that wait is such a good show because you find these things out. Because yep. Apparently is like if they can walk and talk if they wear clothes. But if they don't wear clothes, despite the fact that Donald doesn't wear any pants.
Well, he only kind of speaks.
I suppose you're right on that. Although neither does his nephews. Huey, and Louie don't wear pants.
No,
they don't. Or Scrooge.
Anyways. Daisy kind of doesn't really either.
Mm-mm. None of the ducks do. They all wear shirts, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what points for Jeff.
Shirt, so...
Yes!
Next topic is movies, specifically from 1981, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Crap.
I win.
We all know the famous scene where Harrison Ford is taking down a Saracen and ends up shooting him. Anybody know how that scene came to be?
I know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I don't remember the exact thing, but it was like he was injured or something, or they were doing the shot so much he was just tired that he just improv pulling out the gun and shooting him when it was supposed to be more of a fight scene.
Very close. Harrison Ford was eating the local food and drinking the local water when he got a bout of dysentery so severe he couldn't make his stunt training. So, rather than trying to force his way through it, he just shot the maniac.
See, I told you he was sick.
Nice. Okay. Get the point.
Sure. Why not?
You can
it's just for fun, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever. No, I'm kidding.
Well, here's a sex question.
I need a movie podcast. Okay, so here's probably the one Damon could probably get.
Okay. Other than genitals and breasts, what are the only body parts that swell during sex?
Ooh.
Penis?
Well, that's a genital.
Oh, genitals and breasts.
Other than genitals and breasts, body parts swells during sex. Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Oh, God. Wait, don't tell me now.
The tongue?
Everybody should be thinking back now.
Yeah, I'm like going, when was the last time I had sex? And
was it something that I noticed swollen?
Because I'm being very mental and logical trying to figure it out, because it probably has something to do with blood rushing. So maybe heart?
Wrong.
Ah.
Any guess, Jeff? This is a hard one.
Yeah,
because I first thought of the heart, but I'm like, no, I don't think it swells because it's busy pumping. So it's really kind of going back and forth, contracting.
Well,
your feet.
No,
I don't know.
It is actually your inner nose. Your inner nose is constructed of the exact same erectile tissue that's found in your penis.
Huh.
And when you're hard, it's hard.
Next time I fuck somebody, I'm going to have to kind of like feel my nose.
Yeah. I'm thinking that now. I'm just going to be like in the middle of having, you know, whatever, and then just touch the nose and be like,
but the thing is, I wonder why it swells, because you have to be breathing when you're doing it. I was even thinking about, anyways, I don't know. I don't know how all that works. Anyway,
well, he said it's the same, made it the same
tissue.
So it swells because it the same thing is probably happening to it, because blood is flowing. So
I know. I'm just trying to find the logic in nature for doing that, setting it up that way. Maybe it's trying to restrict our sexual encounters by making it so that as we're doing it, it makes it hard to breathe. But I also don't know how far or where it really is. Does it actually restrict the breathing? You know, that sort of thing. The inner nose.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Maybe it makes us cry and squishes our sinuses. I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
Our next question is from the music category. What Depeche Mode hit was inspired by Elvis Presley?
Ooh, I do know. Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, my God.
I've never been a Depeche Mode, like, actual fan. I can like some of their music when it comes up. I just never know it's them. So I don't keep track of them, I should say.
Well, this song actually was a hit for them. It's one that most people would recognize, I think.
And see, during these questions, I'm trying to keep my hands away from the keyboard so I don't, like, search something.
I am as well, and I know this one. Shit.
I'm trying to remember actual names of Depeche Mode songs.
Yeah. Because I've heard, you know, I'm not a Depeche Mode fan, obviously, but
I don't think either of us are.
But I have.
Well, I like their music, just kind of like don't follow them, you know. That's why.
Well, we'll just call time on it. Personal Jesus. The song was actually inspired. They were reading Priscilla Presley's book Elvis and Me, and she described Elvis as being her personal Jesus, and it brought up the lyrics.
And I actually have no Depeche Mode songs in my music library.
Huh.
That shows you I'm definitely not a Depeche Mode fan.
Yeah.
And this was the last category is television, and this is one that really shocked me.
Huh. I hope this is television from like the 1980s, 90s or something, when I was actually watching television.
It's not recent, no.
Okay.
What was the first television series, and this was a sitcom in the 70s, to introduce a gay couple as a regular cast members?
Oh! I should know this one.
Oh.
Oh, it wasn't that Brothers thing, though. So.
No, Brothers was 80s, 90s.
Here's another hint.
Is it Laverne and Shirley?
No, it was produced by Norman Lear.
I don't know producers.
Oh.
I want to say it was a very popular one, too.
Yeah.
It was not very popular. What is Lay's name? The lady who played Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life played a prostitute on this show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how weird.
Oh, my God. I know this one. Oh, it's not the Jeffersons. Is it All in the Family? No, it's not All in the Family.
That All in the Family would be awesome because then you would have what's his name complaining about them left and right.
Yeah.
Damn gays across the street.
Oh.
Well, this is Norman Lear's first critical failure. After the success of All in the Family, Jeffersons, and Maude, he produced this show called Hot L Baltimore. It's actually Hotel Baltimore, but the E in the sign was not lit. And it was about a group of hookers, a gay couple named George and Gordon, who are middle-aged lovers, and a young tomboy living in a hotel, a week-to-week hotel. It ran for 13 episodes and garnered such protest it was taken off the show or off TV halfway through its run.
Wow. Mm. I did not know that show.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like I should know this, but we apparently did not.
No.
I've never heard of that show.
I hadn't either. I knew the name and I knew Jefferson's and All the Family. He did the producing for that, but that's all I remembered. It was like, oh, I forgot Maude too, but
I just found it amazing because, Norman Lear, he did so much groundbreaking work in putting women in television. He had the first rape in a show, the first abortion, the first black TV series on prime time, but he couldn't bring the gays to TV.
No, not yet. A little too soon. And, he brought the gays, really. But he brought them in through, a hotel full of hookers, so.
That doesn't really help so much.
No, not so much. Nah. But,
Well, speaking of television, when was really the first time there was a gay couple that was very prominent in the television series? Hmm. Or gays very prominent? Well, maybe soap.
Maybe soap.
With, is it soap? Yeah, soap.
Yeah.
Which was Billy Crystal's character. But that it really became popular. I think the big time that it hit the big time was when Will and Grace came out. Which was years later.
It was certainly the most successful show, that's for certain.
Yeah, that's true. And that was about gay characters. Maybe kickstarted a little from Ellen, because I think it started after Ellen, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
So Ellen kind of kicked it off, and then Will and Grace kind of ran with it.
Yeah. So funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the... I figured I looked up Wikipedia, Hot L Baltimore, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. 1975. Premiered in January 24th, 1975. And its last telecast was June 6th, 1975. So, very interesting.
And you could find a promo for it on YouTube, but no actual film from it otherwise.
Wow.
They pretty much scrubbed it from existence.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. It had Conchita Farrell, who is the maid on... Oh, that terrible show, Charlie Sheen. 2 and a Half Men.
Oh.
In an early, early appearance. As one of the hookers.
April. Her name was April Green. Oh, I don't know if I could see her as a hooker. That would be interesting. Then again, granted, at the same time, I don't know if I could see Charlotte Ray.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The interesting things you learn from trivia. You know what? I think the next time we do this, we should probably do it as one of our new Google Hangouts.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. Care to return for a trivia challenge, be the host of a trivia challenge on a Google Hangout, Eric?
I'll be happy to. I know Ben likes to think he knows it all, so it'll be fun to see what happens.
Ooh.
Ooh.
But yes, congratulations, Jeff.
I got 1.5 right.
Better than me, though.
But yeah, the Pluto thing, I just happened to have listened recently on a episode of Wait, Don't Tell Me, where they had the guy on there, and he mentioned this. So perfect. That was just perfect timing.
Yes, it was.
With that, no poll of the week this week, but I will say we have this.
Yes, it is that time again for Love on Craigslist. Bring the best of love and lust to you.
Wow. Or is the best that we can find, since Robert's not here. So I'm going to start off because I probably did not win this week.
Okay.
For best of this week. So I just like took a random thing from San Diego, went into Casual Encounters, just looked at all of them. And I want to feel breasts with implants. Male for woman. 36, Escondido. Hello. So lately I've been thinking about breasts. Not natural ones. They don't seem like they could compare to enhanced breasts. They look so firm, round, and perfect in pictures. Unless you have a real pair that are like no other. I want to find out firsthand. Firsthand with my hands. Wink, wink. Me? I'm tall and attractive, single, no kids. I am 6'2", tall, blue eyes, brown hair, 205 pounds. I'm very friendly and willing to meet in public first. If you would like to have a great, fun evening together, please say hi. Maybe we can make a trade for the experience. I have G-rated pics to trade. His pictures is breasts. Maybe because you can't motorboat to personality.
What? Wow.
So,
wubba, wubba, wubba.
Men on an obsession for non-natural breasts.
Very wonderful.
Yeah, see, I'm terrible at this. This is definitely not.
That's funny.
That's the one I found. I was like, just for some reason, I want to feel breasts with implants. I mean, it just seems odd to me. Yes. Just the title. And then he's like, not natural ones. They don't seem like they could compared to enhanced breasts.
Enhanced.
They look so firm, round, and perfect in pictures.
God loves straight men.
Yes.
See, that's one of the reasons why we pull these straight ones out, because they're so much weirder than we are.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Okay.
I went to Salt Lake City, Utah for my choice. And this is from the Men for Women category, titled Pregnant or Rape Fantasy.
Whoa.
Man for Woman, 35 in Bountiful. I'd really love to find a woman who wants to get pregnant. I love breast milk. I'd also like to play a rape fantasy. I come to your place while you sleep. I tie you up or force you to have sex. I am drug and disease free and real. I'm 5'8", 200 pounds. I live in Bountiful. And there is a picture of a woman tied to a college dorm room bed while another woman eats Cheetos, it looks like, and drinks fruit juice.
Oh my God.
And then a nude pregnant woman.
Oh God. Do you have the link?
Yeah, you have the link.
Oh my God.
I think you might have won this one.
I think you might have.
Well, I have to see the other two, but yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh God. Wow.
I do not even
want to follow that. That's just.
Oh, no, you got to.
I know.
Try to give him some competition here.
So, I mean, I stay close to home. kind of. I went to Lexington this weekend, so I figured let's look in Lexington. And I found two. And they're both, you know, women for women, so yay.
Oh,
we've pretty much been talking about women all day. This one is called Graving a Wet Pussy.
Oh my
note.
God.
Graving a wet pussy.
That sounds like engraving, which kind of worries me.
Yeah. Or gravy-ing.
Yeah.
Graving?
But all it says is graving. And then it goes on to say, I am graving with a capital, a wet pussy to taste soon. I have been graving this for a long time. 5'3", 170 pounds here, very discreet and clean, as you should be too. If you're interested, email me and we will go from there. Can't wait to hear from you. So,
graving. Instead of craving.
I'm assuming she meant craving, but not only did she do it once, she didn't do it twice. She did it three times.
A lady.
Yeah, you make that assumption, but some poor girl is going to sit there and be doused in chicken gravy. You just know it.
Blah.
Isn't that gravying?
But
isn't it a little bit longer?
I don't know. I don't know if she meant gravying. I'm thinking she meant craving, but I'm going to go with the gravying and just...
Is the G and the C next to each other on the keyboard? Not really.
No.
Nope.
No, they look alike.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, so it just caught me back. I was like, yeah.
This is right why I say women can't live with them. Can't live with them.
Alrighty. And then the next one is another Women for Women. And this is actually Richmond, Kentucky, which is maybe 15 miles from Lexington. And it's in capital letters, all caps, needing a best friend to fool with. Women for Women, 25. Okay, bottom line is I'm married. Husband is fine with me messing with girls and isn't all that interested in joining unless you're into that.
What?
Then I'm
cool. Wait, hold on. Let's just pause right here. I think we might have found it. Wait a minute. There's some guy who doesn't want to have three-way with two women who's a straight guy. Am I understanding this correctly?
That's what it sounds like.
No, that's
unless
not
unless she's into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe... Because she's implying that the guy's kind of like, no, I'm not going to do this whole, like three-way thing. No. But then it's like, all right, if you want me to, I'll fine, I'll join. Like, dragging him into it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just flat out lying to his wife, girlfriend, whatever it is, and being like, oh, no, I understand you wanted... No, that's fine. I don't need to participate at all. But if she wants to, I suppose I could. I mean, he's really saying that sarcastically to her because the way she's saying this is like, no, he's serious. He's not interested.
Yeah.
I mean, like if you want to, he'll do it. We can yank him into it. But, you know, no, he's not interested. Come on. How stupid is this woman? Anyways, well, I'm sorry. Go on.
Okay. All right. But this is mainly for me. I would love to have a girl, 21 to 35, to come hang out with me. I stay at home all day and would love the company. We can start slow, meet for drinks or something, go out, whatever. I just need a girl to hang with. And if it turns into something sexual, then that would be a blast as well. Exclamation point. I am very outgoing, very loyal, very fun. I'm about 5'5" with D breasts, hips and ass for days, and I'm in pretty good shape. Brown hair, green eyes, I love sex, I love to party and have fun. Must be disease free. 5! Let's hang out. 3!
Okay, so does she have a picture?
No.
Because I mean, she's 5'5", has size D breasts.
Yeah.
And ass for days.
It's an ass for days.
But she's fit.
Yeah.
And she's fit. She's like a...
I always find if somebody's got asked for hours, they're a little unfit. So I don't know how fit you can be with ask for days.
All I can say is she sounded a little Rosie Perez to me with big breasts.
Maybe.
I'm telling you, this is what I want. I've got size D's breasts and ass for days.
Hips and ass for days, mind you.
Hips and ass for days.
Ba-doom, ba-doom. So she's
I had to say this, but I'm going to have to vote for that last one there.
Oh.
Yes, for days.
You're going to have to vote for mine? Oh, over the rape and pregnancy fantasy?
I don't know. For some reason, I'm gonna have to see the hips and ass for days, and the five foot five size D breasts. Just and for some reason, this is weirder to me.
And her husband doesn't want two women. No.
I mean, the pure bullshit in that one is winning. I do have to say it's kind of close. And this is, by the way, I had a full glass of sangria already, so nice. But so what do you guys think?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, then I would have actually gone with the
pregnant or pregnant fantasy,
because that's just wrong.
It's just so weird,
and I really want to see the picture. That's the worst part.
Oh, the link is in the if you go to the show notes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's not in the Skype. It's in the show notes chat. Oh,
that would be awesome. Okay, hold on.
Oh, here, hold on. No, you're looking at the wrong thing. Here, let me actually paste it into the document for you. Here we go.
Yay.
By the way, did anybody mention that Damon is not as tech savvy as Eric and I?
No, I am not. Okay. No.
Just saying.
Strictly tech savvy, no. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know.
Is she seriously like, is that orange soda?
I think it's apple juice. I'm not certain.
Right, here we go. Using
orange soda would be just wrong. Come on.
Yeah. Oh.
I have no idea what that is. I don't think it's soda either. I'm trying to zoom in here. I have no idea what that thing is.
That's just wrong.
All I know is it's a woman tied to a bed, and there's a woman they're both completely dressed, at least.
At least. Well, thank goodness for that.
Except for the second picture.
Yeah.
Second picture, no.
No.
She's completely naked and pregnant. Anyways.
I don't get pregnant or rape fantasy. Why would you combine those two?
Well, that's because you're gay. Come on. I mean, well, maybe you could still go along the lines of the rape fantasy, but
I don't.
But where does the breast milk come in? Because doesn't she already have to be pregnant to have the breast milk?
Yeah. Not necessarily.
I don't know.
Pretty close, though.
I don't know how it works, because I don't care about breast milk. Breast milk, it just seems kind of gross, because you know why? Because it's coming from a woman's tit.
Yeah, this is
Do you
totally
think I even
want to
touch
this.
Those things? I'm sorry, breasts are kind of gross, but that's just me.
All you can think is this is going to be somebody's father.
Yeah. Well, he wants to get somebody pregnant, apparently, so whatever. Okay, wow.
But wow. So that's our Craigslist post of the week. Moving into the picks. This week, I've got MacGyver. So it's kind of essentially it's a Netflix pick in some sense, but it's MacGyver. I mean, it's the guy who, like, you get him into a situation, there's a problem, he solves it. I mean, whether he's, like, secret agent-ish or, like, the last episode that I watched last night called Hellfire, basically, MacGyver goes out to visit a pair of longtime friends as they strike oil, but it's a really low... budget play. So they've got these light bulbs hanging out outside, winging around the derrick, just so they could light up the area at night. And this kind of a windstorm pops up, and pop, one of the bulbs goes off. Oh, it hits oil and hydrocarbons, which causes the well to the derrick to go on fire. So it's starting to burn out of control. I mean, it's relatively in control. It's just, you know, constantly burning off anything that's coming out of the well. So so they need to put it out. But they're out of money. So MacGyver has to be resourceful. So what he does is like, oh, there was this old mining operation over here. They go to this place. They're like, where's the powder shack? Oh, here's the powder shack. Oh, this is really old, which means if you step into here, these boards are going to break. Okay, well, we can kind of figure that out. They open up one of the cases, and they look in, and they say, oh, this dynamite looks dry. Yeah, too dry. And he picks up a stick of it, and there is this wet thing underneath the top layer of dynamite. He slowly scrapes some of this wet stuff up. Oh, it's nitroglycerin that has been leaked out of the dynamite, which means it's a very volatile. If you do something with these packages of dynamite, like you rough them up a little too much, boom. So, but then as they're driving back in this really old truck, which they had to rig up like a platform with on springs for the dynamite that they were carrying out. Oh, and then just taking it out of the shack, which was falling apart. That's another matter altogether.
Oh, my God.
And then they're getting close to back to the place where they got the derrick. Oh, the brakes go out on the truck. So they're like a little bit out of control. Oh, by the way, some of the nitroglycerin is leaking out of the packages. Well, in any case, they get there safely. Nice. Then they're like, okay, we have nothing. How are we going to get close enough to put a charge into this fire so that we can put it out? Well, there's this old refrigerator over here, which we can use as a heat shield. We set up an improvised rail track so we could push this old car without wheels down. And then we can use a makeshift pulley system to get the charge into the fire and drop it into the well so that it blows up and blows out the fire. They set up a hose with the river nearby so they can spray them down to keep them cool. So it's it was a very interesting episode.
Wasn't that convenient?
Yeah.
So. Refrigerator.
I bet he did all that without interrupting his perfect lesbian mullet either.
Well, actually, his mullet was a little bit a concern because he was being hosed down. So, yeah, well, they were trying to get the charge into the fire, and it blew up, and everything was fine. So, so just MacGyver in general. I mean, there's like there are 7 seasons of MacGyver on Netflix right now streaming. There is no reason why you shouldn't just go over there and just start off and watch it. And just let it go. He hasn't quite been Phoenix Foundation-ish yet. But you do get to see the guy who's supposed to be the head contact of the Phoenix Foundation. In one of the earlier episodes, it's a completely different character.
God.
But, he stops acid with chocolate bars. God. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my pick.
Why I always eat a Snickers with a Coke.
You know, what I really like is Three Musketeers and Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
That's actually pretty good. Just saying.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
Damon.
Oh, God. Okay, so mine is called Every Anime Opening Ever Made. Now, it is not
every anime opening ever made, because it's only 4 minutes and 24 seconds. But what it does is it's basically making fun of all of the same things you see in every anime opening.
It's basically a video of tropes.
Yeah. You know, the birds flying and the running. The characters running.
the pan up to something.
Yes. The half turn of the face.
The zoom in of the eyes.
Yes.
Somebody
and then the walking, you know, characters walking too, where characters walking. Usually two or three characters walking and.
Or writing the.
Because you can't have the running without the walking. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a couple of other things I wanted to point out, like, the best part is like the scene, like they're always walking in some kind of desert or dark or like empty, completely empty space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and shadows and all that stuff, and yeah.
Oh, the turn, the dramatic turn, dramatic chipmunk,
flying. Yeah. So it's just it's fun. It's cute. Oh, the crying, the tears. Oh, yeah. That's in here too. So,
with staring off into the distance.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Cherry blossoms.
Cherry blossoms.
Cherry blossoms.
Or some sort of you know petals.
Yeah.
Raining down.
Lots of hands.
Yes, we are nerds. We flat out admit this. We understand this. So, watch the damn every opening ever.
It's cute.
Oh, wait a minute. Was there a scene there where they had, like, the X-Men?
I think so.
Because I swear I saw something with Wolverine, and they were so you didn't quite see it.
They did produce an X-Men anime last year.
Yeah.
Okay, so they probably included something with it. Oh, and the clashes, you know, the sword clashes.
Yeah. There are so many freaking fun things in this video. That's why I post picture, because it's just like, because this, I mean, I'm an anime freak, and I look at this and I go, I recognize that one, and I recognize that
favorite anime series, quickly.
My favorite anime series? Oh, yeah. Crap. Favorite anime series ever, I guess, would be Ramen One Half.
Mine is Bubblegum Crisis right now.
Ah.
And here's the thing is, I watched Evangelion.
Oh, God. Dude.
You know, New Genesis. I watched Evangelion, but I still really like Bubblegum Crisis 2040.
Oh yeah.
I kind of like the first one, the original, but it seemed very disjointed. But the 2040 one, for some reason, worked a lot better, and I think it was partly because it was created with the U.S. company that did the dubs for the
ADV.
Yeah, ADV. So they worked with them. So the dubs actually look fine. Because the coordination was so well. They're like, we're going to have this in Japanese and English, so we need to make sure everything works out like perfectly. And they retold it, and it just made more sense to me. Although I never watch anything with the dub anyways. So I'm watching it subtitled anyways, but... the Bubblegum Crisis 2040 just had a much better storyline. But there's a song in the original Bubblegum Crisis called Hurricane Live, which I thought was very, very cool. So the music in the original version was better than the 2040, but Bubblegum Crisis, my favorites. But I really liked Evangelion, and actually I want to get their new versions that they've been creating into movies. I already have Evangelion 1.11. Just need to get 2.22.
Yeah. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, sorry. Rant.
Little segue. That's okay.
Me too. Anyways.
It was a short one. So there's mine.
Eric.
Okay, I posted a little ad or a little skit from Comedivas, who, if you don't follow on YouTube, are just a great comedy troupe. They post 10 or 15 things a week, I think, and I found them from the Banff Girls Club, where they did a reality show mini-styling with Hermione from Hogwarts, Michonne from The Walking Dead, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Lisbeth from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and somebody else who I'm forgetting in a reality home where they had to live together.
Oh my God. That sounds awesome.
It really, really is. But I actually picked the Lesbros, which are a straight guy and lesbian girl. The straight guy has the lesbian personality, though. Oh, and they're just best friend skits. And in this one, they're talking about sex. And it's just classic, funny, short.
I like the lesbian. She's kind of cute.
Yeah, I love her, too. She looks just like one of my best friends from high school, so.
Yay.
Yay. He's sensitive, particular, wants to move in on the first date. She, meanwhile, can't commit and can't think about holding hands after three dates. It's
nice. So much fun.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I'll have to watch that later because for some reason, when I'm working on Skype, Chrome doesn't want to send me any audio. I haven't been able to figure it out. It's weird.
I can do it.
When I go into Internet Explorer, everything works fine, but that's beside the point. That's the end of the show.
Yeah.
Which I'm a little sad for. I almost want to do more trivia because that was so much fun. So, Eric, you're definitely going to have to return. We're going to have to make you a regular guest, maybe once a month or something, to try to stump the COL nerds.
All right. I'll be happy to do that.
Oh, love you so much. And, of course, talk about whatever random thing we're talking about, too, or something. So it's not – you don't have to do trivia, but we'll enjoy that. I have to do that for the next video COL, which we'll probably do January, maybe. We'll have to see what's going on. With that, there's plenty of ways to contact us. Pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Follow us, shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Voicemail 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/comesoutloud. Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud. Google Plus at gplus.2/comesoutloud. Bear Underground, follow us on there. We got a Facebook group. We also have an account, so you can follow us both. Also, please pop over to CubsOutLoud.com, scroll down to the last episode, and vote for Cubs Out Loud for the best bear podcast. Also,
do we have the link?
Yeah, it's in the show notes for last episode.
Oh, cool.
Put the link in there. It's probably the easiest way. Also, by the way, I also want you to go to Best Bear website, and I want you to vote for Bear Underground, which is currently in the lead with 47 votes. Bruiser only has 18. Healthy Bear has 28. Growler, we won't go into that, has 5. Scruff has 17. Modern Bear, 14. Wolf Date, 4. And Open Hands Massage has 4 as well. In the Best Bear Podcast, Bear Podcast is women have 14 votes. Please pop over to Bear Best Bear Blog Poll and vote. We've only got 7. Bear Element has 6. So that's the current status of our voting. Just go to comesoutloud.com, scroll down to last week's episode, and click into the appropriate links and vote for those, please.
I'm going to add the link to the show notes for this show.
Okay, so we'll put it in there too. And so please vote for us so that we can finally beat out Bear Podcast. Please, please, please. Because I think their show is absolutely terrible, but that's just me. Sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, you did. You said that with your outside voice.
Anyways. Oh, Miss Tammy just posted into Bruiser the Aftermath. The new there's a new Bruiser group for people about Bruiser the Aftermath. Which basically it's Bruiser people going to Facebook to connect up. So just to let you all know that. Please, and I'm going to bear underground here for comes out loud. For best bear blog podcast ad link. Yeah, I don't like that. Okay, so we're gonna point everybody to there. All right, I'm rambling. find me anywhere on the web as Box Puppy, Box Decks, Box Cubs, something like that. So you'd be able to find me, I'm sure. Damon?
Theater Cub 79, Bear 401, or Bear Underground. Yeah. I could go into FetLife, but if you are on FetLife, I am actually Nomad Cub on FetLife.
Oh, nice.
And Recon. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm on Recon too. It's Box Puppy, so
yeah,
I'm in there. I think the sites I have in my social tab actually have a bookmark link. I just right click it, hit open all bookmarks. I got Google Plus. I got Bear 411 because you know people are still there for some reason. Bear Underground, Bruiser, but not for long. Adam for Adam, Recon, and Facebook. So I'm all over the place. Eric, how can people contact you? Or find you, or follow you, or stalk you, or something.
Well, I am on Google Plus. You can find me by my name, Eric Patton, or at gamerbear@gmail.com.
Oh.
And I don't do a lot of social networking, so that's really about it, unless you're on bigger cities, in which case I am Lancaster Bear.
Ah, I'm Box Puppy on the bigger city.
Octo Bear something. Octo Bear Cub, I think.
You're an October Bear Cub on Bigger City?
Yeah.
I hope so. Otherwise, the eight phalluses would be quite an example.
Anyways.
But now, bump.
So vote for us, please, please, please. Do that for me, for Damon, for Eric. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's for COO Movies. My proper we're leaving is say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.